Blog Talk Radio.
Incredible, unforgettable. Open your mind, take in all of the delectables. Topics ranging from marriage to politics. Only the grown and mature can handle this, please. They gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk. Real talk, real response, non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it moving. Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m., please tune in. Well. In the beautiful, it's incredible. You hear it?
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Art of Intimacy Show. I am your host, Ms. Incredible.
And I'm Rel the Black Dr. Phil. And we live 323-870-4010. Tune in. Call up. Join us. It's the Art of Intimacy Show. I'm happy to be here. I'm hyped. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. You know? How you doing, sis?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You sure? I don't have to slap nobody or nothing?
No, not today.
Not today. Okay. We great.
Not today.
We
great. Not today.
Great. So, it is now the NBA Finals. You know how I feel about that ball flavor. Now the NBA Finals, and tomorrow night, I don't know what time, Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Golden State Warriors. It's going to be a great series. I hope it goes to overtime each game. I hope it goes 7 games. I'm rooting for Cleveland, though. I'm rooting for Cleveland, so that's where we're at with that. But that's where we at with the NBA playoffs, you know? That's where we at with that. I'm so hyped. I got to prepare for each game. Like, I got to see where I'm watching it at, who I'm watching it with, what we drinking, and that's it. I'm going to stop right there. also, in sports news, the Villanova Wildcats, NCAA men's basketball champions this season. They visited the White House and the Obamas today. So that's always a good look when you get, you know, these young college or teen kids get to experience the White House and
right.
You know, get acknowledgement for the president. I could imagine. I played sports in high school and college, but I ain't never. who was president? Bill Clinton, Bush, I ain't want to see y'all anyway. I never got to visit that. But that was an experience. They there's some photos out there on online and stuff of them being a little bit what's the word? A little ratchet on the on the White House lawn. But again, they're kids, they're hyped up, and taking a selfie and posting on Instagram. Doing a running man on the lawn and stuff like that. But if y'all get a chance, y'all go ahead and Google that pictures from the Villanova Wildcats visiting the White House today, and you'll see what I mean. But I thought that was a good look. But, and Obama really speaks highly of the team. So you get a chance, check out Obama words on the team. And, not uplifting.
Okay.
So.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, your girl and your boy, Cynthia Bailey and Peter Thomas from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. If y'all watch that, y'all know who I'm talking about. Peter Bailey, Salt and Pepper, Dark Skin, Ballhead, Cynthia Bailey, fine as hell, I'm glad y'all breaking up. I will be coming to Atlanta. I got girls in Atlanta.
Okay.
So anyway, there was always rumors of them two. They got married in 2011. They actually got married on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, on the actual TV show.
Right.
They was a couple some years before that, but they got married on the TV show. And then shortly after, there was rumors that that he slept with Portia, who's also on the show, Portia Williams. She's also on the show, that they slept together. And there's always been tension since then, so forth and so on. And Peter is a real outgoing guy. Like, he owns a few restaurants, clubs, some of that nature, and a few places in the South or whatever. Cynthia Bailey is a beautiful model, you know, quiet, but, you know, about her business. And anyway, so today she finally acknowledged, like, look, we ain't together no more. We separated. I live in Atlanta. He live in Charlotte, North Carolina. Like, I'm single, basically.
Wow.
So she wanted me to fly down there this weekend and meet up with her for coffee and all that. You know, say, we're going to get to chopping it up, you know, see what Cynthia Bailey Enterprises is talking about, see what I can add to her.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to take it from there. Peter, I'm sorry, bro. You got to move over, fam.
Wow.
I'm about to be right there. So, you know, they kind of is on a breakup mode, breakup path. You know, I mean, obviously they married, so technically they're separated right now. But I think we see the official coming to them.
It's breakup season, though, right? Isn't that what summertime is, they say?
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're right. Summertime, you got to be single. On a mingle.
And then, you know, wintertime comes, you got to get your fluff bunny.
Oh. Oh, man, it's going to be a hot summer. Yes, it is. You're right.
No fan
to the beach.
Tempt a lot of folks.
These are
no
fans. No fan to the beach. Nope.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of couples end up splitting up during the summer months, getting back together when it started getting a little chilly out. But I think we spoke about this Lashaw, how many times have you, you said you haven't broken any hearts, right? That's what you said the last time?
I think I said that the last time, but if you ask them, they might say something different. I don't know, but I don't think I have.
What kind of foolishness?
No, I haven't broken no heart. No.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, come on, bro. How many times can you say that you've truly been in love?
How many times have I truly been in love? I'm going to say three. And I don't know if one of those counts because I was a teenager. So I don't know if that one counts.
Puppy love?
In my adult years. Yeah, puppy love. Puppy love. In my adult years, no, twice.
Okay, and we have the same count.
So you have three, one as a teenager and two an adult?
Yeah.
Okay, we twins out this.
Yeah.
We paternal. We paternal.
Yes, but, you know, when you fall in love, there's always the risk of having your heart broken or breaking the other person's heart. So, do you think the feeling of being in love is worth the heartbreak? Some people just shut down and they're like, I'm not going through that ever again, so they refuse to let people in.
Oh, I don't think it's worth it. I think you got to, you know, I think you got to just take the risk, and if you love, you love. You know, you only live once, so I'm one of those that love hard or fall in love quick, both, you know
right.
what I mean? So, I look at it like I only live once. I mean, I only got a certain amount of years, so what? If I fall in love 5 times and I get my heart broken 5 times, I'm going to die right after that anyway.
Then you see it worth it, worth falling in love, it's worth the risk of having your heart broken then.
Oh, yes, that's my
okay.
Answer. Absolutely. Yeah, it's worth it. Life is too short to be putting your guard up on the next person and they ain't do anything to you. You know, it's just a new relationship and you so conscious of what happened in the past. So I try not to do that now. Yeah, it's worth it. Absolutely.
I agree. I definitely believe so as well. So how, let's say you're dating someone and you're no longer interested in the person. How would you let her know that you're no longer interested? Do you just stop contacting her and when she contacts you, you ignore her? Do you just tell her? Do you just hope that it just dies down? Like, how would you let her know?
I think the best thing is to be straight up and honest, you know. I think the best thing is to just do that. People think too deep into, you know, I think you just got to. Nowadays, I mean, maybe 25 years ago it may have been a different approach, but nowadays it's just everybody's attention span is so short. Nobody has time to put into anything, you know. It's like you just got to be honest with people so you can move on with, you know, with your life.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, not to cut you off. You think that it's best to be honest and upfront, right? I believe so,
right,
too. Now, what happens when, because I know, you as a man would get this before a woman. They have their way of, you know, trying to latch on. But what if she begins to cry and she's like, you know, give her another shot and blah, blah, blah. Like, how do you handle that?
Oh, well, I'm still on smash.
Wait, this is, you said you're still going to smash?
If she starts saying give her another chance,
okay, are you truly going to give her another? You're losing interest. So, like, the interest is gone. You're no longer interested. Okay, but you know if you continue to have sex with her, you're sending mixed signals.
Right, but I'm going to tell her at the same time as I'm having sex.
And you end up with sugar in your tank and all kind of stuff happening.
Flat tires.
Right, that's why, that's right, because you send and make signals, you can't do that. You cannot do that. Don't, you know, find something else. Find a different sundress with a different jiggle and go for it. You don't want to you don't want to do that. But I know that could be difficult. But so you will hold your ground. And, you know, stay on your ground and say, you know, I lost interest, blah, 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 through her tears. You just let it go, right? I hope so.
Yeah, I guess so.
That sounds like it's hard for you.
I guess so.
So.
No, I understand what you're
I mean, by you telling someone you lost interest, y'all don't have to actually be exclusive. It could be someone you're dating and it's like, hey, you know, I just lost interest. Now, if you're breaking up with someone, do you believe the best way to break up with someone is face-to-face as well?
Definitely face-to-face. Definitely face-to-face breaking up with someone. Not no text message. That ain't even a breakup. You text me, we breaking up. That don't count. That do not count. Especially we've been together for a while. That don't count. I'm ready to jump.
That don't count. That's straight up disrespectful, honestly.
Yeah, text message? Are you kidding me? No, seriously, even if we were only together a month, that's still disrespectful.
Yeah, text message. That's straight rude. But you don't get
email.
Same difference. Everything is
subject,
different.
Subject, I'm tied. I'm tied in a mug. Got the subject saying I'm tied. Where just don't count, man. I'm at your job, for real.
Funny. So, okay. And nowadays, do people even ask someone to, like, be exclusive, or they just, like, assume, you know, I'm putting all my time into you, you're putting all your time into me, you mine, I'm yours, that's it. Do we even ask anymore, or no, that's not how it goes?
I don't think we ask anymore. I think it's just given by actions and, you know, I think it's just, although, it's funny that you, it should be a given by your actions. You know, it should be a given. But you know what happens when you don't communicate and say anything? By your actions, you begin on being a couple, you know, let's say a year, right? And a year is not a long time. Let's say a year. Then suddenly something occurs where someone doesn't like the other's actions, you know, whatever you're doing, cheating or whatever it is. You flirt with somebody or you whatever. When you don't communicate, you leave it open for the person to say, well, we never said we was together.
Right.
We just happened to, you know what I'm saying? We just happened
right.
to, you know, that I got that pulled on me.
It's all about establishing boundaries. The only way you can really establish boundaries is to label it, I guess. Either you're going to be exclusive or you're going to just simply date. And
right.
There are no rules.
Right.
But you have to be prepared for that. And people tend to catch feelings the longer you date, the more emotionally involved you become, and you don't want to see the person with someone else. So that's how people usually end up becoming a couple.
Exactly.
Or so they think, because one person may say, hey, you know, I like this friendship thing. We're really good friends and buddies and we have benefits, and the other person may think, oh, okay, well, we're together. So you do, communication definitely is key in situations like that.
Absolutely.
But I agree with you. You be walking around, you're involved, and he's single, like, hey, what happened? I thought we were together. Nope. Nope. So... yeah, I agree with that. Now, when you have broken up in the past, did you allow yourself some in-between time, or, you know, when something else became available that you were interested in, you just went for it?
I definitely didn't just go for it. But the way my life is set up, there's always some bros lurking in the mist. There's always a girl in the mist, too. You know what I'm saying? So when I break up, there's an option. But I'm mature enough not to go too far. You know what I mean? I flirt, I this, that, the third. But, you know, I'm not the run around and smash everything, move it type of guy in general. So I may flirt a lot, but I know where the line is, you know what I mean? And I'll let that female know, like, look, I know we flirt and everything, but on a serious note, you know, I'm not ready for a relationship, for well, whatever the case may be, you know. So it depends. I know one thing, as I get older, that time gets less and less in between. So I'm damn near old now, so. If I break up, next day I'm with the next chick.
You said I'm damn near old.
Now, you know, 10 years ago, I might have gave it some time. But right now, I got to find something to wake up to every day for the rest of my life. Make sure I'm good. Yeah, I don't want to be lonely.
I don't think people take time to reflect anymore. I don't think, you know, it's like, oh, well, either you have one that's like curled up in a fetal position that can't get over the breakup, and the other one is just hitting the streets like, hey, and the one hitting the streets is usually the one that broke it off. They're already ready.
That's true. That is true.
They are already ready. So
yeah.
The one that was left is the one that usually need the time in between, and, you know, they have issues from the breakup. But, you know, the other one is they usually throw in a party, like, you know, ready to
right.
Just ready.
They done had something. They done had something lingering the whole time. As the song
exactly.
So they had shit lined
exactly.
Up.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, sometimes when you start to lose interest, it's already lined up.
Absolutely. 323-870-4010. If you ever broke up and your spouse or your partner, the next day they was in something else. I mean, they was plotting. Let us know. We want to hear the story. 323-870-4010.
Who do you think handle breakups better, men or women?
Oh, women. Women handle. We front. We us men front like we handle it good. We cover it up good, but deep down inside, man, we be devastated for the rest of our life. A woman,
really?
A woman. I mean, yeah. I used to think it was women, but it's not. A man's ego is so fragile. You know what I'm saying? A man's ego is so fragile. So, for example, let's take a relationship where you're 21 years old, male and a female, right? They break up, and let's say they break up because of cheating, physical, sexual cheating. So, the woman cheated with another man, right? That guy, he could go on to have the greatest life in the world. He could marry the love of his life 5 years later and stay with them for 50 years, have kids, generations, and all of them, because that's like, he will still be scorned for that breakup at 21. Whereas if you flip it around in a 21-year-old relationship and a male cheats on a woman at that time, and she goes on to have the life of her dreams with a male and everything I just described, the opposite, she won't even remember that. But a male, he going to remember that. And that's why I say that. Then,
I believe, I mean, she would, but maybe not as much. But she would.
She would enjoy it, but not nearly as much as it would bother that guy. Not nearly as much. So that's why I think, man, yeah, definitely. It's the male ego. That's basically what it is. That's as simple as I put it.
But
that's male ego.
That would be, it's the male ego if she broke it off with him.
If she broke it off with him, and especially if she broke it off with him for a reason of for another man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter who broke it off, if there's another man involved, I think he definitely, you know, he's taking it to worse. You know what I mean? I think he definitely would take it to worse. Now, for other reasons, I may change my mind. Go ahead.
Even if he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do as a man in his relationship. That makes it worse.
Yeah, because even if he wasn't, he wouldn't recognize he wasn't or admit that he wasn't because of the ego again. You know, he'll make up every excuse in the book of why I was. When you say, oh, well, you wasn't doing this and that, you wasn't doing that, and he'd be like, well, I wasn't doing this, you know, he'll make up everything in the book to combat that. So, yeah, it doesn't matter if he was doing his part or not. In his head is going to always be that he was doing what he could do. So his ego would just be, you know, crushed at that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make my little notes over here.
What?
I'm taking notes, you know.
Oh.
After an engagement is broken off, what do you think should happen with the ring?
Ooh. Well, obviously, we're talking about the man giving the woman a ring, so it needs to be given back. it just simply needs to be given back. It's given to you as, you know, a form of commitment, an exclusive commitment, and we're going to actually get married shortly after this. For whatever our reasons of marriage are, then we break up. It doesn't matter whose fault it is we break up. It's a material object, and that's all it really is. And it symbolizes that we're going to marry shortly after this. So if we're not going to marry shortly after this, and the man has purchased this ring with his hard-earned money from his job, it needs to be given back. That simple. You're not going to miss it. Even if he's the cause of the breakup, at the end of the day, the ring symbolizes something moving forward. So because we live in a capitalist society, and usually rings cost a lot of money, and sometimes people go broke over these rings, it needs to be given back. And I don't care if the ring costs a dollar or it costs $1 million. It needs to be given back. It doesn't based on the man's income. Oh, he could afford it. No, because it symbolizes something, you know. And that's that.
I wouldn't agree with you, because the bottom line is, what are you going to do with the ring? You hear a lot of people say, I want to pawn it, blah, blah, blah. Like, really?
Right.
The engagement is over. You no longer want to be with the person, or the person no longer wants to be with you. So holding on to the ring is going to do what? The purpose of the ring, you know, is over. No longer exists. So,
right.
I mean, what he would do with it is no one's business. Whether he chooses to keep the diamond and change the setting for the next chick, you know, it's up to him. But I think it should be given back. I might lose some cool points for that one, but I think it should be given back.
And if you disagree and you think it shouldn't be given back, 323-870-4010, let us know.
Do you think some people tell their friends too much of their business when it comes to their relationship?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of times friends could jade your thought process of your relationship and or speed up a breakup. You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
You gotta, in my opinion, your spouse should be, I'm not gonna say your spouse should be your best friend, but your spouse should be one of your best friends at least. I just can't imagine my spouse not being one of my best friends at least. Even if I'm not acknowledging them as my best friend, one of my best friends, they have to be. So you have to really watch what you say about your relationship to others, even your family, even your closest people. You know, you can have the best relationship with your mother in the world. Like, that's your best friend. You even have to watch what you say to them sometimes about your spouse, because you could be saying things out of anger. And they don't care.
Right.
They love you unconditionally. So now they have a jaded view of this person because
right.
you ran your mouth at a heated moment, and now, you know, they don't. You can't back it up. You can't come later and say, "Oh, I made a mistake. I was." You can't take it back at that point because they love you unconditionally.
Right.
They don't give a damn about the next person.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree with that. Because a lot of times people want to vent and, you know, their spouse has done pissed them off, so they go and they vent. And, I mean, it's okay to vent, but you have to vent to someone whom, I would say the same person, and someone that you pretty much trust and that's not going to judge you, that's going to give you solid advice, that's going to listen to your story, know you as a person, and say, you know, that's not just going to automatically take your side on things, you know? So
yes.
I am that person to some of my people because, you know, if you want me to be honest, you want me to give it to you, Roy? I'm going to be honest. I'm going to give it to you, Roy. It's like, what did you do? what did you do to cause it? So maybe you shouldn't do this. You know, it's not always, you can't always take the person's side who's venting to you. However, you do have the friends who will get upset because it's like, oh, I'm tired of seeing you go through this or what have you. Or you have the friends who aren't married whom you're speaking to looking for advice, and they may just be envious that they haven't been married yet, and you are. And you do
right.
have to be careful who you vent to. And then you have your friends who now have, who now know, don't like your spouse because of what you've told them. But some people have a habit of just venting the negative stuff, but they don't put the positive stuff out there. They don't talk about the edible arrangements that were fixed to them, or the flowers, or the beautiful evening that was planned, or the weekend getaway that they just came back from. You know,
right.
they just have a habit
right.
of venting about the negative stuff, and you can't do that. You definitely have to put the positive stuff in there as well. You have to, if that's what you're going to do, you need a balance. You need a balance.
I
Otherwise,
agree.
You are going to have them hating this person.
I agree. Right. You can't just talk about the negative. Talk about the positive. Talk about the positive, broad. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever broken it off with someone because you fell for someone else?
Oh.
Come on.
Yes.
You did? Oh,
I know.
God.
I didn't break it off because I fell for someone else. I broke it off because of what was going on. I broke it off because of what was going on, but I did begin to fall for someone else while he was tripping. So it's like I left him, but boom, you know, the my friend, it started off as a friendship, was right there. That's why I say be careful when a woman is telling you that she feels neglected, that you guys aren't spending time together, you don't go on dates. And, you know, a woman should never have to beg her man for time. And if she's begging for time, or you just not acting right, or you're in the streets, or whatever it is that you're doing, if she comes to you, it's like, okay, open your eyes. First time. If she comes to you again, get it together, because there may not be a third time. You're lucky if you get a second warning. Some people just go on off and do what they have to do because they'll keep you there because of financial stability. They need your money. It's a two-income household. It provided that you live together. You know,
right.
So they may break it off or they may just keep you there. However, I broke it off and then, you know, and then I did, you know, have you?
No, I've never done that.
I don't believe you.
Broke up with one person because I fell for someone else. And even in a situation like you just described where, you know, I kind of, as she was acting up, I kind of had someone on the side. I was kind of, it was never, never, no. No, my answer is no. I've never done that.
Mm-hmm. I have it.
Seriously. I haven't done
that. Okay.
Now, somebody might have given you some good-ass Becky, and I might have been like, look, I got to that's not falling for someone else. That's just Becky.
No, that's not falling for someone else. We're talking about with your heart, not your other, you know. How do you know when a relationship has ran its course?
Oh, we talk about this all the time. This is an easy answer. Where do I start? how did we say on past shows? Whenever simple things they do begin to annoy you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Like, I don't like the way you chew. You don't like the way I chew. Yo, I don't like the way you breathe. Your breathing annoys me. What the fuck? What? My breathing annoys you? What you mean? The way you have
your legs crossed.
The face you make when you turn to channel 206, that face, it annoys me. What? So, yeah, basically when stupid things begin to annoy you or irrelevant things begin to annoy you, it is over. It ran its course. Don't even try no more. It's not even happening. It's not even happening. For real.
Yeah, when petty things just begin to when petty things begin to bother you, it's definitely over.
Definitely
over. So when someone says, "I need some space," what does that really mean to you?
When someone says, "I need space," trick you fucking. That's what you out there doing. That's exactly what I mean. You need space. Yeah, you already done had space. That's what that means to me. You done did something. I don't believe in that you need space stuff. That's just an excuse to keep on doing what you was doing. Space for what? For what reason? How old are we? Space. To not suit. Go down to Texas and where's Nassau at? Hold on. Where's 323-870-4010? Where's the NASA headquarters in the United States of America? Get yourself a spacesuit. Go down to 300 East Street, Southwest Washington, D.C., zip code 20024, and fly to space. There go your space you get. Make sure you got a tight helmet. You want space.
What?
Space meaning what? Fly to space. That's what you do. That's crazy.
Yeah. To me, space, if you want space, that's permanent space.
Right.
That doesn't make sense to me. Right. You want to hold on to the person that you need space from while someone else steps into your space.
Right.
And that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not with me. Is there a specific time of year that is better to break up?
Yeah, there's a specific time to have a breakup. Right now, June 1st is when you should break up, because in 21 more days, it's going to officially be summer, and the sundresses and yoga pants and booty shorts going to be out, and you better break up or you ain't going to get none of that action. I'm ready this year.
I'm so ready.
Somebody about to get the business this summer. Watch. Woo, I can't wait. July 4th can't get here quicker. Yeah, best time to break up, the beginning of June, so that you don't have no stress this summer and you can hop around like a hot ass. Everybody, just be protected, because everybody in the summertime act like they ain't got no sense. Fucking two people within 24 hours, all that.
And you blame it on the heat or the sundresses?
All that, the heat, sundress, the summertime. I'm single, ready to mingle. Who got the Hennessy? Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you got to break up in the summer, man. That's the time you want to be ratchet.
Free? Mm-hmm. And then you find your fluff bunny for the winter? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess so. You got to learn how to play your cards. You got to keep something for the winter. Keep a hug mug. Keep a low self-esteem chick, fellas. Always on the hip.
No. Really? Really? Do you think unnecessary communication with your ex right after a breakup is misleading?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Yes and
unnecessary communication.
Yes and no. Because if you're in love, if you truly, truly in love, it's hard. You don't fall out of love that quick. So my answer is yes and no because of that reason. You know, you can have unnecessary conversation, but you just can't help it. You love that person. You miss them. You've been with them forever, even though you know that you're not together or, you know, your exes or whatever. But it's just like little things to remind you of that person, and you just get out of character for a moment, and then eventually you fall out of love. I'm going to say yes and no because it depends. Now, if you just doing it and you just have no sense of self, then you know you have a problem. But yes and no.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go over to the phone line. Paulie, your number ends in 8434. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, bro? What's going on, Miss Incredible? This D, what's happening?
Hey, D.
Yeah. Hello. What up, brother?
Ain't too much. Heard I missed that weekend, but, you know, duty call, you know what I mean?
I understand. We're doing another one in the fall, so get yourself ready now.
I'm going to try to.
All right. That's what's up. So you've been listening? You got a comment?
Yeah, I've been listening. I mean, like, with a lot of the stuff that y'all was saying, I mean, I agree with a lot of it, like with the ring and everything like that, you know. But, you know what I mean, some things is, you know, I guess it depends on the person, you know what I mean? It's a person-by-person, you know, situation. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, I know I'm in contact with a lot of my exes, like, you know what I mean, just some random, hey, what's going on type stuff, you know what I mean, and everything like that. It's vice versa. A lot of females I know come from the past with the random, hey, stranger, hey, big head text and all that type of stuff like that. So, you know what I mean?
I feel you. Have you or anyone you know ever been stalked by an ex? Like after you broke it off? Have you ever been stalked, or do you know anyone ever been stalked?
Not necessarily stalked. I mean, I know a couple people that like be trolling like the Facebook and Instagram pages and, you know, be on, you know what I mean, they see you in a picture with a female, must be nice type stuff, but they don't call your phone and everything like that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But other than, like, a showing up stalker, not that I know of. If they did, they kept that under wraps. I know I'd have it.
Okay. You ever broke up with someone that you know, y'all had mutual friends with? Like you and your girl broke up, but y'all had mutual friends. You ever had a situation like that?
Kind of, sort of. Like, I mean, some of the females I've dated been in, like, you know, certain circles. So, you know, they may be cool with somebody else and everything. But, I mean, for the most part, like, most of my relationships when we ended, it wasn't on no showing of bad terms. Like, yo, I can't see this motherfucker. He's going, you know what I mean? I don't really have no issues. Like, they may feel some kind of way toward me. Not negative, but just be like, oh, that go, you know what I mean? I remember me and him used to this, that, the third, and that, you know. But, you know what I mean? I mean, I've been around situations with other females that I've been with or dated or even been in a relationship with, you know, have been there, and everything was, you know, pretty
mm-hmm.
much cool. You know?
Well, have you ever taken anyone back or gone back after a breakup?
I tried once, but, you know, I mean, things were the same. So it was like it didn't really last as close as getting into a relationship as far as, you know, a couple sexual encounters and, you know, maybe a dinner or two. But it wasn't really no, you know, let's we back where we started from type thing, you know. I mean, not
right.
saying that I wouldn't take, you know, it's certain ones that I wouldn't mind trying it again with, but, you know, most of the time when it came down to, you know, a relationship thing, it was on their end, trust issues. And if you really still have them trust issues from back then, if you still have them now, like, it's not going to work because I'm still going to be me. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. What advice would you give someone that's going through a breakup, that's having a really hard time getting over?
Man, if it's a dude, let your nuts drop and get the fuck over it, man. It's like, it's too many women out here. So, I mean, like, obviously, if you broke up with her, it was for a reason. If she broke up with you, it was for a reason. If the reason that if she gave you the reason why she split up with you, take what she says, look at your life, analyze it, and say, well, maybe she's fucking right. You know what I'm saying? And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, reevaluate yourself from there. You know what I'm saying? If it's a female and you stuck over some dude that, you know what I mean, you broke up with, look at the same thing, analyze why y'all broke up. You know, take the time to think about it, like, well, you know, if we did it this way, it would have been different. Or if he cheated on you,
mm-hmm.
get the fuck over it. Maybe you can find somebody that's not going to cheat on you. Or find out why he cheated on you. If he cheated on you because you was, you know, doing X, Y, Z, and you was, like, you know what I mean, just annoying the fuck out of him, then that's what the fuck you learn from that.
Applaud that man.
Some people, you know, they break up some people cheat and it's not. You can't blame it on the person that you're with.
But I mean, that's the same thing though, because basically it's like this. Like we had the conversation before about cheating. Now, I mean, I know personally, and if I was in a relationship, I'd have cheated. I had no reason to. You know what I'm saying? But if it was a situation where it was like, well, yeah, I'm dealing with this chick. She got a nice body. She cute as shit. That's my baby. That's my lady right there. But look at this one right here with her ass hanging out. Yeah, I'm about to smash that real quick. Who's to say I'm not going to do it again, dog? You know what I mean? That's my
mm-hmm.
nature. If I'm seeing something that I want and I'm going after it, then I'm going to go after it. You know what I'm saying? But unless I have that in me to stop that compulsion and say, well, look, well, there ain't nothing I can do with her that I can't do with her. But I'm going home. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I mean, not knocking nobody that does. If you're in a relationship and your man is cheating on you constantly, you got to ask him, are we actually in a committed relationship or are we just together? You know what I'm saying? If you committed to me, then that's what it is.
Well, clearly, if he's constantly cheating, then she would be in a relationship by herself.
True.
He's single.
Yeah,
but,
you know what I mean?
he would be single. But thank you for tuning in, D. We appreciate your comments.
No doubt. Anytime, every time.
Have a good night.
You too.
323-870-4010. It's breaking up hard to do. Call us up. Let us know your comments, your thoughts. We trying to figure it out. It's hard for me, man.
No.
It's hard for me.
It's hard for you? Back to the phone line. Caller, your number ends in 0055. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, Miss Incredible. Hi, Rel. How y'all doing? It's Pound Cake.
Hey, Pound Cake.
Oh, Chefy Ducky.
I came late, but is breaking up hard to do? It depends on how committed you are in a relationship, how deep in love you are.
I agree.
You could just be with somebody and y'all still be on a superficial level and then y'all break up and it's easier to move on from that. But if you're deep in love with somebody and time period doesn't play, you know, in it, depends on the level of your feeling, your emotion. And
mm-hmm.
it can be hard. It can be. And if somebody tells me they need space, boy, bye.
Somebody tells me they need space, boy, bye. You're right about that. It's hard because I can't. Oh man, I'm probably one of the worst. But when it comes to breaking up, I know I am. I take you through hell. I don't give a damn who fault it is. Real, man. I be feeling like I wasted so much of my time, man. I just get angry. I need counseling.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys that falls hard, you know what I mean? And
okay.
I've broken up before people before, right? And it's been totally my fault. Like, I was totally
mm-hmm.
wrong. I should have never did what I did, and we broke up. And I still gave her hell. Like, no, you should accept me for my mistakes.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of stuff is that?
Oh, no, I need to stop that, though. That's not right. That's trifling.
Yeah, that's...
But I'm serious. Man,
that's that bullshit right there.
I don't know what's wrong with me. It's the male ego, man. I'm telling you, that's what it is. The male ego.
Oh, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's only hard to do when, well, I feel like if you're being cheated on and the person is constantly disrespecting you, it shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be hard if you know your worth. It shouldn't be hard if you value yourself. It shouldn't be hard if you know you deserve better.
That's true. Yeah,
but
if you're being disrespected, then no, it's not hard at all.
Right. And you have people that you fall in love with a person's representative sometimes in most cases, and then they start to show you their true colors eventually.
Uh-huh.
And once they start to show you their true colors, it's like you're very forgiving because you're looking for that representative again. But you're never going to get it because you're past that stage. So,
right.
You know, once they show you who they really are, then it shouldn't be hard at all. You should be able to walk away knowing, you know, that you deserve more. But,
true.
You know, you're a little, it's hard to, you know, now you go on to the next one and it's like, dang, is this the representative or is this the real person? So you have to start all over and try to figure it out all over again.
Mm-hmm.
But, pound cake.
Yeah.
Let's see. Have you ever taken anyone back after a breakup? If so, was it the same or did things change?
Yes, I have. And things changed, but they acted like they didn't in the beginning of getting reacquainted. And then I found out, you know, a few weeks in, okay, this person has changed. They're not the same person I knew, you know, some years ago. And that made me run for the hills.
Mm.
Yeah. And I did it twice. I don't know why, but I'll never do it again with two different exes.
You took them back twice?
No, I took two different men back one time each.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And both of them had changed, and not for the better.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Last question. What advice would you give someone that's going through a tough breakup?
Well, to reiterate what you said, know your worth. Don't fall into the trickery and the mind games that the other person might play during a breakup. And work on yourself. Like, everybody's going to, you know, have their little emotion and feel some type of way, but don't get stuck in that. Don't dwell in it. Know your worth, work on yourself.
Right. Okay. Good advice. So thank you for tuning in, Tom Cake.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you for the comment. You too. Thank
you.
What advice would you give, Bill?
What advice would I give to someone that's going through a breakup and having a hard time?
A tough breakup, yes.
This is the only question in the world that I could ever be stumped on. Because I'm going to get some bad advice.
Oh, never mind.
I think you should answer that one. I'm serious, man. I'm bad with breakups.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I'll close out with that, with my answer to the last question. But have you ever broken up with someone and things have been amazing, like amazing since the breakup?
Yes. Yes. More recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, things is uphill. I'm all the way up. That thing just stopped me. Got the bicep strong arm emoji
just
going
the breakup
up.
With
yeah.
motivation.
Yes,
yep.
It was. It was a fire under me. They had me going out and showing my ass in Macy's window. For real. Yes, I have, absolutely. More recently than not, I'm in a good space. Your boy's in a good space. Holla. You see
okay.
me.
Well, my answer to the question I just asked you, have I ever broken up with someone? I think it's an amazing sense. Absolutely. That leads me back to the question I asked you, what advice would you give someone that's going through a breakup? It's not the end of the world. Your life isn't over. You never know what's coming your way. Sometimes you have to let go to welcome something better. Chances are, if you're having a tough time and a person just walked away from you, that and you was giving it your all and you felt that you were putting into the relationship, chances are, you know, you weren't the one that, you know, chances are you aren't the one that caused the breakup. And that, you know, just know your worth, get up and rock on. That's it.
Right.
Do it for you.
Absolutely. Yes.
Do it for you.
You know what? I need to take that. I'm taking that advice, right? You know what? I'm taking that advice. I'm going to go ahead and after the show, I'm going to take that little blurb right there. I'm going to put it on my phone, and I'm going to play that every morning. I'm going to take that advice right there. No need to be bitter and all crazy over a breakup.
Not at
just
all.
Just be regular. I'm with
love
you on that, Miss Incredible.
Applaud
yourself one time for that. Applaud yourself one time for that. As we come to an end of the show, y'all, make sure y'all follow us on Twitter, at SheIsIncredible, at @TheBlack_DrPhil, on Facebook, The Art of Intimacy Show, fan page, #AOITalkShow, Instagram, #AOITalkShow. Y'all find us, just Google The Art of Intimacy Show. You know what it is.
Yes, yes, yes. The topic and show ideas, email us at TheArtOfIntimacyShow@gmail.com. We are here every single Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Until next week, you guys have a good night.
Good night.
Open your mind, take in all of the delectables. Yep, yeah, topics ranging from marriage to politics.
Word up.
Only the grown and mature can handle this, please. They gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk.
Yeah,
real talk, real response, non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it grooving.
Yeah.
Wednesdays,
yeah.
9:30 p.m., please tune in.
Yeah.
Well. In the beautiful, this incredible.
Incredible.
You hear it?